We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Netilas Yodayim Shachris, Halacha Dalid, Paragraph Tes Vov. We mentioned that this chapter of Likutei Halachos is based on chapter 65 in Likutei Moran, which deals with a variety of subjects, interesting, deep things. We'll pick up from where we left off, and we'll try, for those who weren't here for the previous shiurim, we'll try to make it understandable. V'zeh b'chinas v'yera malach Hashem elov b'labas eish mitoich hasneh. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on that chapter on Likutei Moran, and based on what we've been learning till now, we're going to understand this very important event, when Hashem reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu at the burning thorn bush, at the snare. Number one, why a thorn bush? Number two, why burning? And the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu looked at it and he saw something unusual. Thorns usually burn pretty quickly. He sees this thorn bush on fire, and the fire is not destroying the thorns at all. Shemarames al tzorois Yisrael, kemo shedosh Rabbi Sein Zechon Evrocha. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us that that pasuk is hinting to the suffering. Hashem, in showing himself to Moshe Rabbeinu in that way, was showing Moshe Rabbeinu that the Jewish people were going to experience major suffering, and that Hashem would be with us in our suffering. Mishum imoy anoichi betzora, as the pasuk says, Hashem says, I am with the Jews when they're suffering. Hainu sheikar hisgalus selukus, b'chinas bitul anal, zocho Moshe al yidei shenosan liboy al tzoras Yisrael. Now Rav Nosson Zal starts explaining and giving us incredible, important insight here. We mentioned earlier that Moshe Rabbeinu was one of those great tzaddikim who was zeichet to this bitul, to be, which another word for it is hispashtus hagashmius, that he was zeichet at times to negate himself completely to Hashem, to negate his physical, to negate his own personal being, and thereby become nichlal in Hashem to the highest degree that a human being could possibly achieve. As Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say, v'nachnu mo, we are nothing, when he spoke about himself in Aaron HaKohen. Here Rav Nosson Zal tells us, one of the ways that Moshe Rabbeinu was privileged to this was, as the Gemara points out, was because Moshe Rabbeinu expressed deep concern over the suffering of the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu was living in the palace. He was living in Paro's palace. He could have had everything wonderful and sweet. But the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu went out of the palace to see what was going on. And the Gemara says he wanted to see firsthand, up close, the suffering that Klal Yisrael was going through. And he wanted to be part of Klal Yisrael, no matter what. So here Rav Nosson Zal says that the Iker Hizgalus Elikus, this beetle, Moshe Rabbeinu was zeichet to because of the fact that he showed real concern for the suffering of Klal Yisrael, k'mo shedorshu Razal, as the Gemara says. U'migoydel tzorosoi v'dochakoi mitzoras Yisrael, and as a result of Moshe Rabbeinu sharing in the suffering of Klal Yisrael, he wasn't looking in from the outside. He was part of Klal Yisrael, and he felt every drop of pain and suffering that the Jewish people were going through. We find this that this is one of the attributes of a true tzaddik, and we find Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person would come to him and tell them about a major problem or crisis that the person was going through, he said that he was usually able to feel the person's pain or problem more than the person themselves. That's a level of sensitivity that a true manhig of Klal Yisrael feels, that he feels the pain and suffering of each and every single Jew. Now, we learned earlier that when a person is in pain, and in response to the pain, sometimes the person closes their eyes tightly to try to shut it out. That transports the person, that elevates the person beyond the physical world, and it can transfer them to a spiritual level where they go beyond the pain and suffering. Moshe Rabbeinu, by feeling the collective pain of all of Klal Yisrael, Obviously, this gave him enough rocket fuel to propel himself way up to this beetle, to this level, this madrega of beetle. Ad shezocho lehizgalus elikus. And we learned earlier that when a person is zeicha to this beetle, they go up to a very high level. They become botel to Hashem's infinite light. And then when they're coming back, when they start coming back down, they're zeicha to a hizgalus elikus, that to a revelation of Hashem that comes sometimes in the form of Torah or other forms. Shal yidei ze choytzies Yisroel mehagolus. And this is what enabled Moshe Rabbeinu to be the one to take Klal Yisrael out of the exile, v'kibel es haTorah u'nesan alanu, and receive the Torah from Hashem and actually give it to Klal Yisrael. Now Rav Moshe Zal explains it much more carefully. V'zeh, this is why the pasuk says there, v'yar Moshe Rabbeinu saw. Vehine hasne boyer boesh, this thorn bush was burning with fire. Vehasne einenu ukol, and despite that, the thorn bush was not being destroyed in any way whatsoever. Hainu shehasne shehu bechinas hadinim vehakitrugim, adayon eino necholim umizbatlin, afal pi shenizgale eish kozer. Moshe Rabbeinu observed that even though there was this powerful fire, which was actually Hashem, the Torah describes Hashem as Eish Oichla, a fire that destroys. The Targum on that pasuk Eish Oichla is Da'achli Kola V'Shatzi Kola. It destroys everything in its way, in its path. The fire of Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that this fire of Hashem was on this thorn bush. Thorn bush represents midas hadin, gvura, pain, suffering. And yet the suffering wasn't going away. It wasn't disappearing. Dehainu hizgalus elikus al yedei habitul. Moshe Rabbeinu was witnessing this revelation of Hashem, which came about through the bitul of Moshe Rabbeinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu experiencing and sharing in the pain of Klal Yisrael. Shehu bechinas eish oichla. We know that the revelation, one of the forms that Hashem reveals Himself in, is this eish oichla. K'may shekosu, as the pasuk says, ki Hashem olekecho eish oichla. Hashem is a fire that destroys. U'k'may shekosu, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, rishofeho rishbe eish shalheves ko. Shenemar al rishbe shalheves eish hadvekus babitul. That pasuk in Shir Hashirim describes a Jew's deep connection to Hashem, and it defines it as rishbe eish, flames of fire, shalheves ko, this heavenly fire. V'hoyoroi bevadai shezeho eish yisroi v'yichale es hasneh shehim bechinas hadinim v'akitrugim shemehem achizas hasitrachor v'aklipois. And it seemed to Moshe Rabbeinu logically that this fire, when this fire of Hashem takes hold of these mekatrugim, it should wipe them out completely. Aval Moshe ro shehasneh boyer boish. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the sneh is burning. Vim kol zeh v'asneh einenu ukol. And despite that, the gvurois, the dinim, the kitrugim are not being eliminated. V'al kein tomo mo'oid al zeh. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu looked at this in wonderment. He couldn't figure out why. K'may shekosu shom, as the pasuk writes there, osurono ve'ere. Moshe Rabbeinu said, let me take a closer look at this, at this strange sight. V'oz. And then the pasuk goes on to say, Vayar Hashem ki sor lirois. Hashem saw that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't taking the typical attitude that's praised in today's Western society. It's called MYOB, mind your own business. Who cares if there's a fire, but as long as it's not burning me, who cares what it burns, who it burns, anything like that? Moshe Rabbeinu was displaying the opposite of that. Moshe Rabbeinu saw a fire, And he saw the snare, he saw Kitrugim, he saw Klal Yisrael in thorns, in thistles, being torn to shreds by the Mitzrayim. And Sor Lirois, he wanted to take a closer look. He wanted to definitely see what's going on, why is it going on, and what can I do to stop it? And then Vayikra Elov Moshe Moshe, Hashem called out to him, Moshe Moshe. V'omar Loin, Hashem said to him, Al Tikrav Haloim, do not approach any closer. Shalno Olecha, remove your shoes first, because the place that you're standing on is very holy. She'efsher lehiskarev haloim kol zman sheyesh lo eiza achizo mehaguf hagashmi. The shoes represent materialistic. Shoes are made out of leather, animal heart, animalistic. So the shoes symbolize materialism. Hashem was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you cannot get to this dveikus and bitul unless you remove the gashmius completely, unless you unplug from the gashmius. As the Zohar HaKadosh comments on this, Sheshal Na'olecho Merames Sheyafshit Gufoi Shenogaboi Bas Paroi. That when Hashem said, remove your shoe, Hashem was hinting to Moshe Rabbeinu that in order to achieve the Dveikus that Moshe Rabbeinu needed to achieve with Hashem, he would have to remove his physical body, which had been touched by Bas Paroi, the daughter of Paroi, who was a non-Jew at the time. She was going down to convert. But at that time, he was touched by Bas Paroi, and this, on Moshe Rabbeinu's level, this represented a pigam. This represented a type of tumah, which he couldn't achieve the kind of dveikus that he needed to achieve unless he was able to remove that from himself. Dahainu, sheyesh boi eiza achizo mehav loy olam hazeh. That so long as Moshe Rabbeinu has any attachment to the materialism of this physical world, he cannot achieve the type of bitul, the type of dveikus d'Hashem that he's looking for. Ki tzrichin lahavshit atzmoi mizeh haguf legamri, legamri, betachlis hashlemus. Because in order for a Jew to achieve the highest levels of dveikus, he has to remove himself completely from the physical body, from the materialism. Dahainu, how does one do that? Listoim einov mechezu dayalma legamri, to close his eyes totally from the distractions of this world, from the desires, the taivas, and all the things in this world that try to remove a person, divert the person's attention from being completely focused on Hashem. And once a person succeeds in doing that, then that person can go up to the highest levels in peace, and come back down in peace, and bring down a revelation of Torah from there, which gives that person the ability to destroy and defeat completely the forces of the Sitra Achra. We gave examples earlier of people who went up and didn't succeed in coming back down successfully. The Gemara gives the examples of four people who went up to the Paradise. They went up to a very high Madrega. And the Gemara says, only Rabbi Akiva was nichnas v'yotza b'sholoim. The other three experienced different levels of failure. Acher became an apikoris completely. He failed totally. The other two were affected in a certain way. They weren't nichnas v'yotza b'sholoim. They still remained tzaddikim, but they one soul didn't want to come back, just remained up there permanently. It says, Hitzitz Umeis. And the other one came back, but because he had touched such a high level and he couldn't bring it down properly, when he spoke, people thought he was crazy. They couldn't make sense out of what he was saying because he was talking on such a high level and he didn't know how to bring it back down. V'alkein mien Moshe b'shlichusoy kama pomim. Now we can understand why when Moshe Rabbeinu offered, when Hashem offered Moshe Rabbeinu the opportunity to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, to put an end to all of that suffering, Moshe Rabbeinu kept refusing. Repeatedly, Va'omar niset Hashem, shlachno biyat tishloch. Don't send me, send the one who you're going to send. Send Moshiach. Don't send me. I know if you send me, I'm not going to finish the job. Even if I take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, they're still going to go through suffering and suffering and more. Ad shafilu Moshe Rabbeinu, kihu milchama gedoyla va'atzuma ma'od. Because it's an incredible battle, even for the greatest tzaddik. When he wants to destroy, when he wants to defeat the Sitra Achra, like Mitzrayim, it's a major, major war. Ad shafilu Moshe Rabbeinu, shezocho lahamshich kol ha-toyra, to the point where we see that even Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest tzaddik, and even after he succeeded in bringing down the entire Torah, ube'emes, shov v'hichnia oisa ma'od kiyadua. And in truth, Moshe Rabbeinu came back down and he succeeded in defeating the Egyptians to a very large degree. V'ola v'yorad misham b'sholem im kol ha-Torah kula. And he went up to heaven and came back down with the entire Torah successfully. Afal pi kein, despite that, hisgaru ma'od b'Yisrael. The other side, the forces of the Sitra Achra, didn't quit. They weren't finished. They didn't lie down and play dead. They kept coming back again and again. Al yidei hasosa so Erev Rav, through the seductions of the Erev Rav, trying to convince the Jews to go against Hashem again and again throughout the desert. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew what he was walking into. He knew that this was the most difficult thing, and even if he would succeed, it wouldn't be a final success. Avol Hashem Yisborach hichriach es Moshe leilich b'shlichusoy v'ligolas Yisrael. However, Hashem forced Moshe Rabbeinu to accept this mission and to redeem the Jewish people, v'litein lohem es ha-Torah, and to give us the Torah on Har Sinai, ki hivtichoy v'hoidialoy goydel koyach ha-Torah. Because Hashem promised Moshe Rabbeinu and he showed Moshe Rabbeinu the incredible power of the Torah. Shekoyach ha-Torah oimedes kenegdom tamid. That the Torah is so powerful that it has the ability to stand up to the opposing forces of the Sitra Achra all the time. Bibichinas, as the Pasuk says, Atzas Hashem lo'olam tamid. The Eitzos of Hashem will stand up permanently. They'll stand up to all kinds of storms and opposition. What is the Atzas Hashem? The Torah. Another word for the Torah, the Zohar HaKadosh calls the Torah Taryag Itin Doraisa, the 613 pieces of advice of the Torah. The Torah is the Eitzos of Hashem. Ki afal bi shehizgaru bahem v'osu ma shosu, because even though the other side, the Sitra Achra, fought against Klal Yisrael and caused tremendous harm. They caused them to mess up repeatedly. Afal pikein, koyach ha-toyra shekiblu, nishar ledoyrois lonetzach. The power of the Torah that the Jews received on Har Sinai remained with us and remained standing up powerful to the opposition eternally. Shebose anu mechayin atzmeinu, b'chol toikev tzoroseinu hamaruba yisrachmona litzlon, b'chol yemei hagolus hamar. And this is what sustains us. This is what consoles us. This is our consolation throughout all the bitter, difficult suffering that the Jewish people experience throughout all the different goliyos. B'bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, zois nechmosi be'onyi ki imroscho chiosni. This is my consolation. In all of my suffering, what is my consolation? Ki imroscha chiosni. Your words, your Torah, gives me life. That's what we hold on to. That's what keeps us going throughout all the waves and waves of suffering. Ki ato, because now, lo yehoyolanu shum kiyim chas v'shalom, we couldn't possibly have any existence after the Holocaust and after communism and after all the different things. Lule Hashem ezrosalanu, were it not for Hashem helping us, shehikdim refuah lamata, lamakeh, that he provided the cure before the illness, before the blow, shekvar kibalnu es haTorah, we have already received the full package, the entire Torah, ukemavur mizeh b'zoyer HaKadosh, and as the Zoyer HaKadosh speaks about this, ukemuva b'dvoreinu harbe mizeh b'mokam acher, and as we elaborate on this in another place, Ayin Shom, take a look over there. Unfortunately, there are people who started working on an index for the Likutei Halachos to find all of these kemavur b'mokam acher. They've covered a lot of ground on it, but this is still in progress. Rav Nosson Zal, when he was writing fast, and seems didn't have the time or the to put all the notes in. When it came to the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal's works, number one, he put in an incredible amount of Mara Mekoymos, and then he went over it again in the second publishing and filled in thousands more to give you just about all the sources of every Medrash, every Zohar Kodesh, everything that Rabbi Nachman quotes. But in his own writings, in the Likutei Halachos, which is thousands of pages, he didn't do it in all the places, and he assumes that you'll make sure to learn all of these forums, that you'll know exactly where everything is. Hashem, we should be zeichem. Paragraph Tezayin. Okay, so here we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and the big tzaddikim and thousands of years ago. What in the world does this have anything to do with me? But in Rav Nosson Zal's forum, he never leaves anything like that. He'll always show now exactly how does this apply to me today. This is something that every single Jew needs to know. That any time that a Jew feels some light of Hashem, he feels some spirituality. Oy. Or if the person feels any kind of a new connection to Hashem, sheze gamkein nimshach mebechinas hisnoitzus, that's also coming from a special light of Hashem that's shining upon him at that time. Ki afal pi deihu loichazi mazlechazi, because the Gemara tells us this, that sometimes even though you don't see certain things, your neshama senses it. A person goes to the Kaisel Maravi, let's say, or a person goes to a Mokim Kodesh, and they're looking at it, and they see it's interesting, it's cute, it's a wall, it's stones, big, huge, but the person doesn't see Hashem. I don't see. But the Gemara and all the Sforim tell us that many times, even though you don't physically see, your neshama senses that this is something very, very high, very special. And sometimes you don't feel it right there on the spot. Sometimes you'll feel it a day later, a month, whenever it is. So when that happens, Azai taketh mizgarin bo yoyser v'yoyser. When a Jew experiences any new spirituality, any new aliyah, any new connection to Hashem, the other side becomes aware of that, and they roll up their sleeves and say, time to make a project out of this person. Time to start working on him so he doesn't get away from us. He doesn't get too high. And a person has to be very strong not to get knocked down by this new opposition. Even if the person experiences this thousands and tens of thousands of times, that he sees himself going up and then right away gets knocked down, up, down, up, and sometimes the down is even worse than the up. He went up 3 flights and he got knocked down 10 or 15 flights. But so a person has to be very strong and persistent and stubborn. The person has to fortify himself with strength, how? By learning Torah. Because even a Jew who's not on a level, as we discussed in previous shurim, to bring down new revelations in Torah, we said that Moshe Rabbeinu or other great tzaddikim, when they did this bitul, they came down with new chidushei Torah mamish, new revelations in Torah. Even people like us who are not on a madrega to do that, still, if the person's attitude is If when the person sits down to learn Torah the next day or the next hour, his attitude is that I'm making a new beginning in learning Torah. I'm starting fresh, brand new. This is the first time I'm looking at this Gemara or at this Chumash, at this Parsha HaShavua, whatever it is. Ulekayim es kol divrei haTorah bepshitus ubetmimus. And the person tries to fulfill whatever they learn with simplicity, with sincerity, on their level. V'lo yetze midarkei haTorah chas v'shalom. And the person tries to do whatever they can not to deviate, not to go out from the boundaries of the Torah. Ki afal pi shelefi oyer ha'hislavus v'asnoitetzu shobchina sabitu anal, hu nichsaf lihiyos kodosh uporush umuvdo legamri mehavlo ilamazeh lefi azricha shel ha'snoitetzu hazeh. Now Rav Nosson Zal makes a very important statement here. We mentioned before, we're talking about a Jew feeling a high level of spirituality, a deep connection to Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, usually when a person experiences that, the person says, enough of this human stuff. I want to go malach. I want to be a malach. I want to be Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to be a parish. I want to go into the wilderness, to the mountains, and just be with Hashem alone. I want to quit my job. No gashmias. No, get rid of my $800 alligator shoes. Rav Nosson Zal, why? Because the person touched, the person connected with a very high level of light, a very high level of spirituality, and he tasted something beautiful. And the person feels he wants to grab onto that. He wants to go there. He wants to go there permanently, in a sense. He says, even though, based on the Oyer HaEslavus and Esnoitetzus, that beetle, the person feels a yearning to be a Kodosh and a Porush and to leave the Gashmias of this world totally. And on one hand, the guy's right. That is what every Jew should aspire to run away from Olam Hazeh as much as they possibly can, and to be zecher to become one of those astronauts, a guy who goes into the Beis Medrash at 6 o'clock in the morning and leaves at 12 o'clock at night. He's there 18 hours a day, burning rubber, learning, and just nothing to do with money, no wallet. He keeps Shabbos 7 days a week. No wallet, no money, no bills, no cell phones, no nothing. Even though on one hand, that sounds like it would be the ideal. Ach im afal pikein, yitzroi mizgaber olov, umizgaraboy biyoyser ato daiko. However, the person finds that when he tries to do this, not only one cell phone, they offer him 3 cell phones. And the credit card cut, the bank sends him a gift, an incredible gift, 2 new credit cards, all kinds of wonderful things to tie him up tighter, to push him further down into Olam HaGashmi and everything. Rav Nosson Zal says, the person should not, al yipoy legamri ayideh, the person shouldn't allow himself to fall totally as a, look at this, here I thought I was a malach, I thought here mamish I was ready to take off, and I see I'm back swimming in the filth, in Gashmi, even more Gashmi than before, more bills than before, and more tsaras and everything. And the person's heart shouldn't be weakened by this, but rather, rak yischazek levli lotzeis chas v'shalom midarkei haTorah bepshitus. The person should try to be a simple, good Jew, to try not to do averos, and to try to do whatever mitzvah comes his way, whatever opportunity he does have, to try to do it the best he can. I'm going to try to build a sukkah, and I'm going to try to do it the best that I can on my level, within my means, etc. Dalid minim, also, I'm going to try to do to get what I need on my level to the best of my ability. V'yikayim, the person should fulfill what it says in Pirkei Avos, al titzdak harbei, Valtir Shaharbe. Don't be a big tzaddik and don't be a big rasha. Because the person doesn't realize that sometimes when a person has that cheshik to be a big, big tzaddik, he doesn't know that it's coming from the other side. It's the Eitzahara pushing him. We say, Vahoser Soton milfoneinu umeacharenu. We ask Hashem to remove the Soton that's in front of us and behind us. Meaning sometimes we are trying to get to Hashem. Hashem's over there, and we're trying to get to Hashem. Sometimes the Satan positions himself in front of us, saying, you ain't going nowhere. And he's pushing us back. We're trying to move forward, and he's stopping us or sometimes pushing us back. But sometimes when the Yetzirah sees that the guy's on fire, that the guy has a turbo engine, that the guy just made a Beetle, and this guy now is a billion watts, the Yetzirah knows if he stands in front of him, he's going to get steamrolled. He's going to turn into a pancake. So the Yetzirah says, no problem, quickly scuttles behind the person and says, you want to run? Let's run together. You want to go 60 miles an hour? Watch this. I'm going to show you a trick. You can go 600. And he pushes the person faster. He tries to get the person to take on things and to try to be a malach and an ascetic and a tzaddik in a way that will only harm him, chas v'shalom. In a way that will harm him or his family, in a way that the Yetzirah knows can't have a kiyum. The Yetzirah knows that this could last a day or two, but then it's going to explode in a person's face. And very often when that happens, the guy's going to say, wow, this was a terrible mistake. Let me just go back to being a simple, regular guy. This spirituality stuff is not for me at all, because I see I tried it, and I thought, mamish, I was successful, and it boomeranged. It went the other way, chas v'shalom, because there was nobody to tell the person what to expect. There was nobody to tell the person what's going to happen and how to work with it, how to deal with it the right way. And Rav Nosson Zal, time and time again, gives a person a crystal clear picture and a timeline of exactly how the Aliyas and Yeridas work, so the person knows where it's coming from. He knows when it's his Yetzer Tov talking to him. He knows when there's something inside of him telling him, ignore your wife, ignore the kids, nothing. It's Hashem and you, or you and Hashem. He knows where that's coming from, that's not Yetzer Tov, that's coming from the other side, Chas v'shalom. And that's why the Mishnah says there, it puts these two things right next to each other. Al titzdak harbe, al tirsha harbe. Don't be too religious, and don't become a big guy. And we've seen this many times. In fact, there are people that I know that came into Breslov, and the person who brought them to Breslov, at the time that he brought them in, was a Talmud Chacham, a Yirei Shemayim. He was on fire. He was so on fire that not only was he going up, but he was able to bring other people up with him. And then at some point, that person parachuted. That person left. The one who was bringing others in, suddenly he left, Rachmona Litzlan, left, not just left Breslov, left, married a non-Jew, v'chula, v'chula, going way, way, way. And a person looks at this and says, like, how? How could it be? How is it possible? And the answer is because we were shown here exactly how one, it's like a person trying to climb a mountain, trying to climb Mount Everest, and he didn't study the rules. He doesn't know the rules. He doesn't know what happens to the oxygen, to the air level when you get here. He doesn't know what to take with him, what rations he needs and everything. Meaning that al yedei sherotza litzarbe v'loyolsa biyodoi, that as a result of a person wanting to be a very big tzaddik, and he didn't succeed at it, v'oz kishayelich b'derech hazeh, not just going up high, but making sure when he feels himself coming down to make sure to connect properly to the Torah, v'yechozok harbe b'zeh, when he feels himself falling, not to try to be a malach at that time, but to try to hold on to the minimum that he can at that point in, oz yelech lovetach darkoi, then that person will walk a confident step, a solid step, v'yuchal b'chol pam lo'irer latzmoy l'Hashem Yisborach, and he'll be able to always awaken himself to Hashem, to have an aliyah, v'listoy menov b'chol eis, and to close his eyes all the time, ulevatel atzmai, and to experience this bitul, meaning he'll be able to do it on Shabbos, he'll be able to do it during the week, he'll be able to do it often if he doesn't blow it, if he doesn't try to go too high, or if he doesn't remember how to come down in a healthy manner. Ve'im yizke levatel atzmai be'emes, me'ato, al kop, and ve'im yizke levatel atzmai be'emes, me'ato, and if the person, when they experience this yirida, they'll try again to be mevatel themselves properly. Al kolponim lotzeis mecheizu dayalma legamri koroi b'emes, If the person sees that he succeeds at doing this beetle for real and closing his eyes to Tergashmi is totally bevadai matoiv, excellent. He might be the one in a thousand or the one in a million that's capable of doing it. Mamish, you know, cutting off the majority of the gashmias, the materialism in his life, and devoting himself totally to Torah. I remember about 10 years ago, I made a trip to Montreal, and I met a group of Breslovers there, all working guys, businessmen, working guys, and one of them in particular, his father was very wealthy, successful, owned a major company that sells all kinds of hardware all over the world. And his sons were executive vice presidents in the company. Very serious position, had everything they wanted. One of the sons came to his wedding. He drove into the wedding hall on a Harley Davidson motorcycle with his car on the back seat. You know, this was just one of the special effects that he wanted for the wedding. And this kid, who was an executive vice president in the company, at one point realized that that's not where it's at, that that's cute. It's cute for kids, but then you become 9 years old, you outgrow that stuff, and now you need a higher form of entertainment. And he decided that he wanted to take on Yiddishkeit a little. And he started looking into it, and he saw that it's fast. He saw that this isn't, that to start, to make a beginning, you can't do this on an hour or two a day. That if he wants to make a real start, he never really had a Jewish education. And if he wants to get into this in a serious way, he understood that he's going to have to take some time off. Mamish to devote full day to learning for a certain period of time. So he went to his father to tell him that he wants to take some time off. The doctor said, the father said, 1 minute, let me get a doctor. A psychiatrist or psychologist to explain the facts of life to you. Time off from what? You're going to stop supporting your family? What are you, nuts? You know, P.S., this kid did it. The two brothers, one's continued working and growing in Yiddishkeit in his way. The other one decided he has to take a sabbatical. 2 years of leaving the work environment, he had some savings, and devoting 12, 13 hours a day to learning. And he couldn't get enough. He was doing it and did it for about 2 years or 3 years, despite the fact that he was married with a couple of kids. He had some savings at the time. And Baruch Hashem grew tremendously. Today he gives shiurim. He went back into the work environment, working hard, struggling, business up and down and everything. But I'm showing an example that this person knew. Two brothers, both very, very tough. Very tough. Killers. Harley Davidson motorcycle into the wedding hall. And had the toughness to say, Yetzirah, see you in 2 years. Have a nice life. For 2 years, I'm taking time off. I'm becoming a malach. But again, the other brother understood that that wasn't the way for him. And each person has to be able to see what he can and can't do and to study very, very carefully where the messages are coming from. If it's coming from the Yetzer Tov, or it's that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that's saying, Al Titzdak Harbe, Al Tirsha Harbe. We said, if the person can do this, bevadei matoiv, vim lav, and if the person sees that he's not yet on a level to let go of the gashmias or the jaw, whatever it is, I'll call upon him, lo yipoel mize klal klal. At least he shouldn't turn around and walk away from Yiddishkeit chas v'shalom, or walk away from everything, but rather, rak yichazek atzmoi, lihiois leish kosher bepshitas gomer. To say, at least I tasted it. I know that there is Hashem. I know that there are very high spiritual levels. I see that right now I might not be level to go up there, but at least I'm convinced that I'm not going to spit in Hashem's face, and I'm not going to do any major averis. I'm going to try to hold my ground where I am, on the level I am, to try to be as religious as I can where I am right now. This is what David HaMelech says in Tehillim. Chishavti drochoi v'oshivo rak la'ilei desecha. I thought over my path. I thought over my direction very, very carefully. And I took my feet back to the Torah. Ki mitchilo siper migoidel tshukosoi v'hislavusoi l'ashem izborach. Rav Nosnah says, if you take a look a few lines earlier, David HaMelech is talking about how infatuated he is with Hashem, how in love he is with Hashem, and he wants only Hashem. Shezeh bechinas bitul anal. That's the bitul we discussed earlier. Vezeh, this is what it says right over there. Chelki Hashem omarti. I said that Hashem is my portion. I don't need anything else. I just want Hashem. Hainu she'eni roitze she'eli shum chelek behevlo elamaseh. I don't want any portion in this physical world. I don't want to have anything to do with it. Rak chelki Hashem omarti. I said my portion is Hashem. That's enough for me. I don't need anything else. Kani roitze tomid ledabek atzmi rak b'Hashem yisborach. I want to only be dovuk t'Hashem lichlo el boirei insoif, to be attached to Hashem's infinite light. Vizeo, and this is why David HaMelech says there, chilisi fonecho b'chol leiv. Hashem, I yearn to your face. I yearn to be attached to you with my whole heart. She'ani meyachel umekave umechake b'choleis rak lo panecha. Hashem, the only thing I'm interested in 24/7 is just the light of your face. That's all I want to see. That's all I want to look at. K'ma shepirish Rashi sham, as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there, shehu kilshoin chelki Hashem omro nafshi al kein oicheloi. That Dovid HaMelech is, this corresponds to another pasuk in Tehillim, where Dovid HaMelech says, my soul says that you are my portion, Hashem. You are the only thing I'm interested in. Al kein oicheloi. Therefore, I direct my attention only towards Hashem. Shezeh b'chinas tshukas bitul. This is an example of that deep yearning that a person experiences when he's going through that bitul. Vesehu, and this is why Dovid HaMelech says after that, Chishavti drochai, I thought over my path and my direction. Voshivo raglai elei desecho. Hainu, shelefi oitzem hahislavus, vatshuvo hagdoila hazois. Based on the incredible hislavus that Dovid HaMelech was experiencing, this burning desire for Hashem, hoyoefsher sheyizgaru yoiser v'yoiser chasvshom. It was very likely and very possible that the Yetzirah would take 10 baseball bats to clobber him now, to really knock him down. V'yirtzu lahapiloi sichas Hashem, they're going to want to knock me down for real. Al yedei zeh, through this big beetle and hislavus and everything. Al kein omar, therefore, Dovid HaMelech said, I know about that. And therefore, chishavti drochoi v'oshivo rak la'yelei desecho. Sha'ani mechashev darki b'chol eisu, b'chol yoyim, b'chol shor, ma hatachlis mikol oyim azev avolov. Every day I spend time thinking, analyzing, what is life all about? What's the tachlis from all the gashmias? So I went to a new restaurant last night, and I had a different kind of fit. Now what? What did it do for me? Do I feel better today? Do I feel more important? Or is it just more food for the worms? What is it going to be? Ulefi cheshboini, and according to my calculations, umachshavti, and according to my thoughts, bevadai ani mislahiv b'choleis levat latzmi legamri. I come up with an answer that the gashmius is baloney. It's for kids. It's for animals. I don't want to be an animal. I want to be a human being. I want to be a Jew. I want to be a neshama. Ach cholila v'cholila. She'epol mize nefila kol shu chas v'sholom, kisha'ani roya she'eino ila biyodi. However, chas v'sholom, that I should allow myself to fall when I see that I can't make it as an angel. That here when I'm trying to be an angel, my wife grabs hold of me and she says, sweet angel, you just first take care of these bills and then go play angel and stuff, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Rak v'oshivo ragla yelei desecho, but rather, I bring my feet back to the Torah, lenachim ulahachyos atzmi al yedei ho'edus, to console myself and to sustain myself through the edus, which is shehu ha'toira shekibalnu, the Torah which we received, ulehizoher livli lotzeis al kol ponim chas v'shalom midarki ha'toira b'pshitus, and to try my best at least not to go out of bounds, not to start doing averos like most people do when they go up high and then they see they can't hold it. So what do? Free for all. So forget Hashem totally, forget this, but I'm going to go have a good time, Chas v'Shalom. Rav Nosson Zal says, make sure not to be one of those. Rabbeinu Zal uses the term, and this Sforum uses the term of a chosid noifel decides to become religious or decides to become more religious at some point in their life. And then they try gunning, they try running, and they run into some brick walls. And at that point, the person says, wow, I guess I made a mistake. I barked up the wrong tree. The person says, let me go back to where I was, where I started out from, and forget this Yiddishkeit stuff. That person is worse, Chas v'Shalom, in many ways, than a person who never started, who never tried. Because you saw, you tasted. And now you're turning your back on Hashem? That's adding insult to injury, Chas v'Shalom. Therefore, Rav Nosson Zal warns us that you need to know the rules. You need to know what to expect. If you know what to expect, then you're not caught off guard, and you need to know how to deal with each situation. And this is why the vast majority of people who are involved in Kiruv, in bringing people close to Hashem, they know that one of the most important things is Torah. The problem is that there are some people who think that there's nothing else, that there's only Torah, that if a person just sits and learns, they will become a Baal Tshuva, they will become a Talmud Chacham, they will succeed. And they don't know that there is this concept of Hislavos, there is this Bitul, there's all kinds of other things that come into play. But Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here that for a person to close their eyes to the Torah or not realize that the Torah is a life raft, that when you go up to a very high place, when a person has a Spoidus, or they go to Eretz Yisrael, or they go to a Kever of Atzad, a person goes through any kind of Aliyah, if you don't make sure to have that tube around you, to have that life raft close to you, that Kesher to the Torah, the likelihood of success is very, very minimal. And this is why it requires any kind of coming close to Hashem, coming close to Chassidus or anything, requires a serious kesher to the Torah. That holds the person in check. That gives the person a connection that even when I'm not experiencing that major high, I'm not going back to total darkness. I'm connected. I'm experiencing some light. I'm coasting. I'm coasting until I'm ready for the next high, until I'm ready to make the next jump, that kind of thing. This is why this is such a critical piece, this issue of shiurim kivuim in Torah, that if a person has that, if a person is zoicha to make kviyas for themselves on their level, whether it's in halacha, gemara, chassidus, whatever it is, person knows they have a kviyas in that's a guarantee that when that person will be zoicha to experience highs and lows, And they know that the Torah, they never give up, they never walk away from that. The Torah will hold them until they're able to gain their footing again and be able to spring, be able to jump up again. V'sehu, this is what the Pasuk says over there in Capital Kuf Yotes, Chashti v'loy hismamoti lishmor mitzvoy secho, shetekev ani mezarei zatzmi bezrizus godol moid, Lishmor mitzvoy secho bepshitus hal kopanim. Torah Melech says, Chashti, I was very careful when I saw all of this action, when I saw this major aliyah, and then I saw myself come down again, I was extremely careful, Lishmor mitzvoy secho, to keep the mitzvahs, meaning that bepshitus hal kopanim, to at least simple, to hold on to a minimum, a certain minimum, because I know that when a person's coming down, when a person's in that state of Yerida, the Yetzirah is coming at them with full power. And if I'm going to try to be very big, if I'm going to say, no, I'm going back to 8 hours learning, never, it'll never happen. The person will just get clobbered completely. But if the person says, okay, the 8 hours was a nice thing, was cute, I can't do the 8 hours, that doesn't mean I can't learn for an hour or two. That doesn't mean I can't have my minimum kviyas. Doesn't mean I can't go to shul daven with a minyan. Doesn't mean I have to just drop everything. It's all or nothing. There are people that have that attitude. Either everything or nothing. And they don't realize that that's what the Yetzer Hara wants. They don't realize that, Rachman al Tzlan, they'll get nothing. They will get nothing. And the tzaddikim advise us and guide us that that's not Yiddishkeit. That's not Jewish policy. That either I'm going to be a tzad, either I'm Moshe Rabbeinu or I'm out. Yerovam ben Nevat said that. You know, that mi boroish. If I can be number one, I'm in. If not, I'm out. That the Eitzes, the Tzadikim advise us, when you can be number one, when you're flying, when you're astronaut, great. When you see that you can't be there, don't drop everything. Hold on to the minimum for a certain period of time until you gather new strength again to make another jump. Al kein tzrichen lizgaber ulizdareis ma'oid bezrizus godel negdom. Therefore, the person has to be very serious and strong and quick in doing battle against the Yitzhara at that time, lishmor mitzvois of Yisporach, to keep the mitzvois of Hashem. V'zehu, and this is why Dovid HaMelech says there, chevle rishoim ivduni, toirascho loy shachachti. Even though a whole chain of rishoim are playing against me, I have not forgotten the Torah. I haven't let go. Kan mefarishim avoyer heitev kolinyin. Here, Dovid HaMelech is really clarifying the situation. Shehem mezvadim olov, umizgaram boy beyoiser, machmas bechinas goidel haishtoikakus. That the Yitzhar is ganging up against him. They're bringing not just one or two guys, but the whole team against Dovid HaMelech because they see he's on fire, because they see he wants to go very high. Shehu bechinas chelki Hashem amarti, as he said before, my portion is only Hashem. V'zehu chevlei reshoim evduni, shehu reshoim shema sitrach rav haklipois, mezvadin u'mezgaram bi beyoyser machmasanal. Because I'm trying to go up high, they gang up against me, teamwork. My mother-in-law, my father, this one, that one, all of them ganging up to try to pull me down. Avlani toyroscho loy shechochti. But Dovid HaMelech says, I know where they're coming from, and I know what I have to do at that point in time. I have to make sure not to let go of the Torah, not to drop my shiurim kvuim, not to drop a certain minimum kesher to the Torah at that point in time. Ki ani mechay atzmi b'chol eis al yidei haTorah. I sustain myself at all times through the Torah, shemekareres hatzimoin, which cools down that thirst, that burning thirst that I have for Hashem, u'mishaberes u'mavatel esoisam. And it destroys the Yetzirah, it destroys the opposition. V'sehu, and this is what Dovid HaMelech says there, Rav Nosson Zal is taking that whole letter Ches in Kapitel Kuf Yutes, chapter 119 in Tehillim, has eight psukim for every letter in the Aleph Beis. And Rav Nosson Zal is giving us a beautiful explanation to show what's going on there. How that piece of that chapter in Tehillim is a whole explanation of the chapter in Likut Imran that we're dealing with here. V'sehu, and this is why Dovid HaMelech says there, Chatzois laylo okum lohoidos loch al mishpatei tzidkecha. I get up at midnight to praise Hashem for his justice. Ki kol dvoreinu hamuvorim b'chol ha'aloch hazois, ha'kol soive v'hoylech alinyin kimas chatzois. Because everything that we've learned in this whole chapter now, these 10 pages or so, Rav Nosson Zal says, is all revolving around the topic of a Jew getting up at midnight, she'oz hu his oirus hashena, that's the prime time, that's the holiest time for a Jew to get up from sleep, she'nimshach b'shoroshoi mebchinas she'shovim v'choizra mi'abitul kanal, because that's tying into that highest place where a person is returning from the ultimate bitul that takes place in Shamayim, you know, at that time at midnight. And that's why that's the time when the Yitzhara really wants to knock the person back asleep, to make the person get into the deepest sleep. That's when the Yetzirah tries to really put a person into a deep physical sleep, which is like death, which is that tumor that rests on the person's hands when they get up in the morning. And that's why a Jew has to try very hard to tear himself out of that sleep quickly, with strength. And to try to get up at midnight, the last soik bat Torah, and to make sure to study Torah as part of that Chatzos observance. Vaydeze mamshichim koyach haTorah shenimshach me'or hazricha shel Roshimun. And through this, he draws the power of the Torah that's coming from that bright light of that beetle, the residue that he's able to hold on to of that. Vaydeze oimdim kenegdom umachnim oisam. And this is what gives the person the ability to stand up to the opposition, to the Yetzirah, and to defeat them. This is what David HaMelech says, Chatzos Laila Okom Lohoides Lecho Al Mishpatei Tzidkecho Shenismach Lipsukim Eilu Hamaschilim Chelki Hashem. That posuk is right near where David HaMelech expresses his deep longing for Hashem, that the only thing in my life is Hashem. Shemedabrim Eyinyan Hisnoitetzus Shel Abitul Anal Shetzrichem Lahachyes Atzmoy Rak Al Yedei HaTorah Sheze Bechinas Chatzos Laila Okom Lohoides Lecho Al Mishpatei Tzidkecho. Here Rav Nosson Zal makes the connection. Chatzos is a time of tremendous dveikus to Hashem. But a person has to remember that when they experience that dveikus, they have to make sure to attach it to the Mishpatei Tzidkecho, to the Mishpotim, which is the Torah. The Torah is called Mishpatei Tzidkecho, to make sure to lock it in by connecting, by being attached to the Torah. Because if a person just tries to have that spiritual high, somebody mentioned yesterday, the day before, that there's other religions, Buddha, where they do meditation, they do that, they do the beetle, but they don't know, they leave out part two. They only have 50% of the equation, they leave out the other 50%, which is the connection to the Torah. The Torah is the midos, the Torah is the kalim, gives the person the kalim, gives the person what to hold on to when they're coming back down from that high, to sustain them and to hold them throughout whatever period they're going to need, a day, a week, a month, a year, until the person's ready for that next high. With this, we conclude this halacha. And Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up, Sukkos is coming out, we'll pick up after the Yom Tov of Sukkos, we'll resume the shiurim.